We are joined in the studio, by the way, fresh from the Olympics, Alison Lewis. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Good. And so you made it to the Olympics, but you weren't running around a track or swimming in like a big pool of water. You were doing a bit behind the scenes. So what were you actually doing down there?
Yeah, I was actually working in the pharmacy there as a pharmacist, and that was set up in a quite a large polyclinic. So it wasn't just pharmacy, it was opticians, dentists, GPs, physios, sports masseurs. So it was a huge, big setup, and I was working in the pharmacy there.
So there was like a whole healthcare sort of?
Yeah, like a whole healthcare setup, like one-stop shop. Everything they needed, scans, treatments, most of the things they could get there. It was just emergencies where they had to maybe go out of the village, because the idea is to keep everyone in the village once they're there. Uh-huh, so yeah. Everything they need is on site.
Uh-huh. And did you spend the full 2 weeks working down there?
No, I actually just did 8 shifts, and the shifts were half six in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, or 2 till 11, so it was quite long hours, just so they could go and get a prescription before training, after training. We need to be open big, long hours. And it was just 8 shifts, so when I wasn't working, I ended up doing a little bit sightseeing around London, went to see a couple of shows, a bit of shopping, and went to Brighton for the day, which was lovely.
Oh, yes.
So Brighton. It was a bit of a holiday as well as working as well.
Yeah. And did you meet anybody sort of big and, you know, any of the big competitors when you were down there? Because I heard that you first met Mo Farah, is it?
Yes, happened to be on my first shift, which is excellent, walking out at the end of the shift and spotted someone and thought, he looks familiar. And everyone was shouting, more. And I went, oh, Mo Farah, excellent. Because me being a runner, he's like one of the people that you do want to see. And he was lovely. He was just saying, oh, another time for, you know, autographs, because it was literally the day before his race. So I just kind of walked alongside him and just went, good luck for tomorrow. He went, oh, thanks. So it was just amazing seeing him. But there was people walking around everywhere. A couple of the Great Britain hockey girls with their bronze medals on at the end of it. Wanted the Great British triple jumper. So it was quite a few. Would think, I know their face, can't quite remember the name. Met a couple of 100-meter American sprinters. So, yeah, they were just walking around. Just, you know, enjoying themselves and chilling out. So it was a bit of a surreal experience.
Yeah. So when you were actually sort of saying working there, yeah, were you sort of working all the time from, say, 6 till 2?
To be honest,
did you not have time to sort of watch any of it?
We did. What they kind of said, if there was a few of us in that was quite quiet, you know, get yourself 5 minutes, have a walk around the village, see what's going on. If there was a big race on, like Moore's race was on one night I was working, everything kind of stopped and we all watched it. And even the people getting prescriptions wanted to watch it as well. So you did. You could kind of take a few minutes off when you needed to. But most of the time we were actually quite busy. Yeah. You know, it was quite busy doing prescriptions for the athletes. And we also did a minor ailment scheme to treat the people that came with them. So like the officials and the coaches, there was a scheme where we could give them simple over-the-counter remedies for problems like colds and headaches. So we were very busy doing that as well. So pretty much non-stop.
Yeah. And what do your workmates at the shop in Amble think of what you've done down there?
Yeah, I think that I would like to think they're quite proud, hopefully. But yeah, I think everyone's just pleased that I got to have, it's an opportunity of a lifetime.
Oh,
so
yeah,
everyone,
definitely.
Yeah, you know, I think they're a bit like, oh yeah, typical, I've just done a bit of shopping when she's down there and seen a show. But they all do that as well at other times. So, but yeah, I think they're pretty proud of us, hopefully.
And it must have been, I didn't get to watch any of the Olympics, not one bit, because I've been working. And just overall, what was it actually like to be down there when the Olympics, you know, what was it actually like to be there?
The atmosphere was just buzzing. It was like a holiday resort, you know, not like they weren't getting drunk or anything, but it was just a real positive atmosphere. Everyone was so friendly. Everyone talked to everyone. And it was just the atmosphere in London generally as well. Everyone was in a good mood. Everyone talked to everyone, which is unusual for London because sometimes they're not very friendly down there. Everyone was talking to you on the train and on the tube. Everyone, there was just a feel-good factor about the place. It was really, really good to be part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, whenever I go to London, they're always, you know, you're running around doing this and that. They never have time for anything. But it sounded very good when you were down there. Running, I don't see what's so good about running. So you can tell us. You enjoy running. What is it about running that you enjoy?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I don't exactly enjoy the pain at the time of running, but it does give you a feel-good factor afterwards, you know, of what you've accomplished, especially if you're trying to run that little bit further or that little bit quicker, or you're aiming to do a 10K for charity or a half marathon. You do get that buzz afterwards of what you've accomplished. But yeah, it just picks you up, and sometimes it's really good if you've had a hard day at work just to get outside. It's being outside that makes a massive difference. Just makes you feel better about yourself. Then you do start and tone up, you do lose a bit of weight. I never have because I eat more, but that's the aim. But I think it is just a sense of accomplishment that you've managed to do something and you just feel better generally, much healthier.
Good, good. I should maybe start doing a bit of running.
Yes.
Myself. Yes, you're a member of Blythe Running Club.
Yep. Well, I say I'm a member of Blythe Running Club, so I do take part in races, but I'm also a level one running coach. So I help out with a beginner's running group in Blythe on a Monday night, and that is geared for people who literally, like yourself, you know, maybe can't run for more than a few minutes at a time or for 10 minutes or whatever, and it's geared to, if you put it that way, learn how to run, and so you can pace yourself properly so you can, you know, run further for longer, and that's on a Monday night. And I also take a group on a Thursday night in Amble, because there's no running club in Amble. Right. It's Annick here, or it's Blythe, or it's Morpeth. So there's nothing in Amble as such. So we take a group out on a Thursday night, same setup, beginners. Or if you can run a little way, I can take those ones out and I have another girl who can take more beginners out. So they just do like small sections and I can take some other people out for a few mile. So those are the two that I do with Blythe Running Club.
If anybody wants to, say, for example, live in Amble somewhere and wants to take part in the club that you've got in Amble,
yeah.
How could they do that?
If they just pop into my shop, which is S.A. Cromie in Amble, I work there most days. I can give them the details, or my email is alisonlaws2@eol.com, and then I can just give details of what time we meet. But it's every Thursday night in Amble.
Good, good. And, right, thank you very, very much for coming in. It's been fantastic. It's like talking to a celebrity being down at the Olympics.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
A true celebrity.